Well, greetings to you once again, my brothers and my sisters in Christ Jesus. I greet you from the lovely island nation of Sri Lanka, where at all times we proclaim the Lordship of Christ Jesus. He is Lord of all, Lord that flows through those that walk with Him and choose His will and plan and purpose. And also, even for those that don't choose it, He still uses the circumstances and situations of life to show forth His power. You know, we got the case in the scriptures of Moses and Pharaoh, where God told Moses, He said, to look, go back and speak to Pharaoh, and I want to set my people free. Free from Egypt, and Egypt in scriptures is a type of the world. Sometimes some of these stories, there's a whole lot more going on than just what you read on the page. But Egypt was a type of the world and a representation of the world and the world system. And God wanted to set His people free from that. And He set them free by His own power. So He reached down into that situation that His people had zero ability to set themselves free from of themselves. They couldn't do it themselves, so they couldn't get out if they wanted to. But what God did was He reached in. He sent a messenger to speak the word and to speak the truth. And that word and that truth was resonated, and it went forward, and God liberated His people through His own power, through His own might. And the strongest hand of the world and the world system could not hold the people of God when God said, "All right, let my people go." Moses went and spoke. He said, "All right, who shall I say sent me?" He said, "I am." So the eternal living God, He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Right now, the same God is I Am. And the same God, this day, this moment, sets people free. Free from the bondage of the world and the world system. Free from every addiction. Free from every deception. Free from everything that would seek to hold them, to keep them out of the abundant life. God sets His people free. Now, here's the thing. The world does not like freedom. The world looks for bondage, looks for slavery. And in the process of giving people slavery, it likes to give the illusion of freedom. But it's really a form of slavery. See, alright, it's... Alright, let's talk about this. Okay, so God made you and designed you to be free. You were made, that is part of what you were made for. That is part of what resonates in your being, is you want to be free. You, inside of you, you really, really, really want to be free. And what the world does is it knows that people are designed that way. It knows that people are designed to be free. But it doesn't give them freedom. What it gives them is it says, look, come in, be a slave, and in time, you'll get to a place where maybe you can now have some freedom if you can just make enough money. If you can just get to be pretty enough. If you can just get enough power, enough control. But you know, the irony is, the more that people think that they have in the world, in the world system, the bigger slaves that they are. You may not see it, but they are. Because what you see is you see the PR campaign. You see the advertising. You see the stuff on the surface that lets people think, oh, wow, that's the way I need to go. If I could just be, you know, that. I've, by God's grace, I've been allowed to see people in every strata of society, in every dimension that you could think of, from the richest that this world has to the poorest that this world has. I've seen it all, and in multiple countries around the world. And in that process of God allowing, by His design, to have that exposure, what I can confidently tell you is that the ones that I've seen that have true freedom, it is not contingent on their financial status. It is not. It is not contingent on their financial status. It is not contingent on their power base. It is not contingent on the way that they look. That true peace, that true freedom that I've seen in those that I've met, those, the basis for what the world says is important and where that comes from, is not true. That has to do with an internal state of being, an internal state of existence. And I've seen that in those that truly walk with Christ Jesus, not those that walk with religion. Because religion is, again, another form of bondage. It's another form of social control. It's another hierarchy. You know, I mean, right now, you know, there is an entire meeting to try to set, you know, another global religious leader. And, you know, all the backroom chat about that is a lot of politics, a lot of jockeying, a lot of camps, a lot of all that kind of stuff. Look, there's no freedom in that. These are organizations, institutions, and, you know, God designed you to be free. And true freedom comes in a personal relationship that God has and intended with you. He wanted you to have a personal relationship and a personal walk with Him, not to be contingent on other people dictating your life and your circumstance. You know, I think that's one thing that people sometimes have a big issue with us, of what we do here, a faith mix. Because, hey, we just put the message out there. We are, God gives it to us, we put it out there, and that's it, that's done. You know, we don't, and because we don't fall into people's systems, because we don't line up with their expectations, because we don't do what it is that they think we should now do, because this broadcast has a voice. In case you didn't know, this has a global voice and reaches, if you knew how many people this thing reached, it would amaze you. But you know why people listen? You know why people listen to, look, hey, I'm just a guy. I'm just somebody that God said, hey, son, I love you. And you're mine. And, you know, would you walk this way? Would you do this? Would you follow me? And I said, yeah, sure. I'm cool. I love you too. I'm willing to follow you. I'm willing to do whatever it is that you would say. I don't want to miss you. I know that life is short and life is meant to be walked with our Creator. And so sure, Lord God, here I am, send me. Here I am. Use this life for whatever you'd have for it to be. And in that process, in that path, He's had me do certain things that have turned out to be quite amazing in retrospect. And hey, it's not done, just in the middle of the journey, sharing it along the way. And because we do it like that, because we listen to our Heavenly Father and do what He says for us to do, and that's it, that's the end of it, people have a problem with that. You know, people have an issue with that. If you're free, they really have an issue with you. Because when somebody is a slave, they have an issue with the person that's free. Because your freedom reveals their slavery. Your freedom reveals their bondage. The very fact that you don't do what it is that they think you should do, what it is that they say you should do, it reveals that they're bound. Because you should be doing this and that. You should be saying this and that. You shouldn't be exposing things for what they are. Don't you know how many people are dependent on whatever. Now, for us, look, hey, we share it because we know that the Lord that loves us, the Lord that created us, He's made an incredible way for us. And in this process of making this way for us, we know that there's freedom. We know that there's liberty. We know that we were designed for the abundant life. And the process of that life is freedom. And if you are not living in freedom right now, then you got to ask yourself, what is holding you back? What is keeping that away from you? You know, why not? Why not? Why not be free right now? Why not be free at this very moment? You know, whether you are listening in and you're a dear sister in Christ somewhere in the States, and you know you're getting close to retirement, if that's what you know, whatever stage you're in, or if you're a young brother and you are somewhere in the middle of Africa and you just happen to have a connection that's good enough that you can hear this, you know, why not be free right now? Why not be free right now? You know, what is holding you back? You know, all the things that paralyze people in this life, why should they paralyze you? Why should they keep you? Why should they hold you? You know, oh, the world is going to get really bad. Hey, the world has been getting really bad for a really long time. And it's going to keep getting really bad for a really long time. And there's going to be one more psychosis after another that people are going to go through. You know how many times... I think people just like living in fear. They do. They like living in fear. They want a boogeyman to scare them. They want to be scared. They want to live in fear. Because fear paralyzes and they don't actually have to make a decision. They don't actually have to make a choice. It then allows them, in their own mind, the luxury of saying, okay, so I'm just too afraid to make this decision, so therefore I'm just going to kind of stay here where it's safe and where I know everything and where it's comfortable, and yeah, that's what I'm going to do. Because it's dangerous out there. I might get eaten by a lion. You don't know. You know, look... Everybody's passing through. We just talked about that recently. Everybody's passing through this life. And in the process of passing through, what was it about? What did you do while you were here? What did you respond to the call of God? Because God gave you a window and a time and a season of life. What did you do with it? You know, did you use that? Did you take the time to come before the one that gave you life in the first place and bring it before Him and say, thank you so much for giving me life and for giving me the chance to breathe the air that's here in this world and giving me the conscious thought to even understand that I'm here? Thank you so much for that. What would you have me to do with this incredible gift that you've given me while I'm here on the earth? What would you have for me to do with this? Please reveal that to me so that I can fulfill that. Or have you spent your time in your existence complaining? Have you spent your time in existence wondering about all the different things that you know you wish you had had, or the opportunities that you have not had, or the shortfalls of life in your own mind? You know, there are people that live in very desperate conditions in the natural that have incredible peace and joy in their spirits because of the love of God that flows forward inside of them. Do you know that? Do you know that there are people that whose lives are not based on their material situations? Let's take it one step further. There are people that in their physical body have suffered loss of a limb, loss of sight. Difficult things have happened to them. And instead of allowing it to make them bitter, those things, the Spirit of God has flowed through them, and there's something very sweet about those people. And they share out of their difficulties and out of their tough situations that they may have gone through. they still allow for the window of time that they're here for God to use them to bless the lives of other people. You know, life is... I had a friend tell me this one time. I found it to be a reasonably good statement to say again, is life is 10% what happens to you and 90% how you respond to it. You know, hey, life happens. Stuff happens. But it's not what happens to you, it's how you respond to it. Do you respond to it out of the love of Christ and the Spirit of God? Or do you respond to it the way that the world does? Now, you know, here's the thing. Sometimes, too, people have their own objectives. They have their own agendas. And sometimes, you know, we just have to nip some things in the bud, because otherwise, if you carry on with certain stuff, if you just let stuff fester, it's not going to go away. Sometimes you just got to deal with stuff. Sometimes you just got to move on. You know, let the dead bury the dead. You don't got to stick around for all of that. God's got something for you. And you know, I think sometimes too, I think in Asia, that this is even because the cultural norms in these areas is different. There's a lot of dead burying the dead in this part of the world. There's a lot of cultural expectations that people have in this part of the world. That, you know, you're supposed to do this, that, and the other thing. But, you know, the Spirit of God intends... See, look, when you come into Christ Jesus, when your life is submitted to Him, all of a sudden now, there is no longer... There's no longer Asian or American or Russian or somebody from the Middle East or African or wherever it is in the world that you may hear this. You are a kingdom person. And a kingdom person is part of the kingdom of God. And that's why there is a brotherhood and a fellowship among those that walk with Him. It's our lives are not contingent on anything that this world would say that it is. Our lives are contingent on the source of life, who is Christ Jesus, and how it is that He would allow life to unfold for us. You know, what's amazing to me is the closest people that are in my life, the closest people that I have, that in the natural, you would wonder, if you saw us together, you would say, okay, how in the world are these people so close? But in the realm of the Spirit, you would understand. Because in the realm of the Spirit, color doesn't matter. In the realm of the Spirit, socioeconomic status doesn't matter. In the realm of the Spirit, country of origin doesn't matter. In the realm of the Spirit, male, female doesn't matter. In the realm of the Spirit, what matters is something on an entirely different level. You know, I remember one time, you know, one of my best buddies in the world is, you know, also part of the Faith Mix team, my buddy Patrick. And gentle giant, mountain of a man, one time we were together walking in, we were in Mexico. And, you know, we were just walking and talking and just enjoying our conversation. And somebody walked by us and they saw us walking and talking. And the next day, this person came up to me and said, you know, I saw you talking to your friend yesterday. And she said, you know, I could tell that you guys were really close. And she just said, but I was trying to figure out in my head, you know, how could you guys be so close? Because obviously, you know, in the natural, we're very different. And in the natural, we would have come from, you know, two different countries, two different places, probably had different upbringings. And she just was trying to figure that out. Now, because it's curious. It's really curious. How is that possible? But you know what? Because the Spirit of God inside of us, that's what makes that possible. The Spirit of God gives you a friend that sticks closer than a brother. The Spirit of God gives you fellowship with people that, you know, you may not ever, in the natural, it would make no sense whatsoever. But in the realm of the spirit, it's incredible, because these people, you talk to them for 5 minutes, and it's like you've known them for the last 100 years. You've known them for an eternity. The moment that you meet them, it's just like, wow, something's there. That is the nature of people of God. And that is the nature of life in the spirit and connection with them. It's an incredible, incredible, incredible thing. And so that's why too, you know, I mean, look, what did Hitler try to do? Create the Aryan race, right? So he tried to knock people out. He tried to get rid of people. He tried to kill off, you know, everybody that wasn't like the Aryan race. You know, and incidentally, Hitler was a quarter Jewish. But anyways, he tried to kill off everybody that wasn't like what he pushed forward to be the Aryan race. But you can have people that are of the same quote-unquote race, which is an illusion, by the way, because of all the genetic markers that people of the... I can't even remember the numbers, but it's, you know, billions of genetic markers that are there. There's only really 6 that could be classified as the things that we determine what we would characteristically consider race. Things like, you know, skin color and hair texture and like things like that. There's only really 6 that would be part of that. But, you know, the irony is in Hitler's attempt, and there's been others throughout history that have attempted to create these Aryan races, these perfect conformed human beings. In the middle of all of that, all the divisions and strife and all of that that's there with trying to create perfect little conformists where there wouldn't be division. But the division is at the core of the human heart. It's not embodied in a physical being. And yet, with the Spirit of God, when it flows forward inside of a person's life, what you find out is there is no Jew or Greek, slave or free. There is just, they're made one in Christ Jesus. And that's why when people tune in here and the Spirit of God is inside of them, they know that they're listening to a brother in Christ. That's why when people write in and they have the Spirit of God in them, and they and we write back, we are writing to our family in Christ Jesus. And that's why, too, we don't put up with nonsense. We don't. We you know, hey, worlders, goodbye. We don't have to, because you know why? We see things for what they are. And, you know, frankly, our desire is to fulfill the purpose that God intended for us. And we know that for those that listen in, too, that that's what they want. You want that as well. It's in you. It's in you. It's something that is just, it grates at you. It's like it's like something in your shoe. You know, as you're walking, it's just, you know it's there. And you just got to get that out of there, because it's just, but it's there. And that's part of what God intends for you, is to get rid of that thing that would keep you from walking out the journey that He has for you. He intends for you to be free. And He intends for those things that are the yokes and the burdens and the hindrances and the lies and the deception. He intends for those to all be taken out. All be removed. You know, since we've been surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight, the sin that so easily besets. Let us run the race that God intended for us. God intended you to run a race, and to run that race free. You know, He wanted you to run that race free. You don't have to run the race of life bound. You don't have to run the race of life, you know, with your feet shackled. Now, I know some of you listening in, you find yourselves, even while you're listening in some tough spots because of some different situations, some different life choices. Look, even whatever situation that you're in, even in that, God can, one, give you peace, and two, He can also show you the right set of choices and directions from this point forward that will bring peace and will bring increased freedom into your life. But you got to trust Him. And that's why also you got to take every burden and every care to Him and allow for Him to work with you in those. See, when you're surrounded with a great cloud of witnesses, allow for the witness that they have to speak. When you look through the Word, look, everybody that's come through this life has struggled, has suffered, has had to go through some things. You know, nobody's had an easy road here. Nobody. And you know what, frankly, the people in the world that would have had what would be perceived as easy roads in life, most of them are really sloppy. Most of them, their lives are nothing worth even mentioning. And most of them have never fulfilled much of anything. You know, you were intended for more. You were. And that thing that God intended you for is not contingent on the approval of man. It's not contingent on the blessing of man. It's not contingent on the organizations of man. It is contingent on the will of the Father and God moving on your behalf. Promotion comes from the Lord. He said, He puts one down and lifts one up. That's the way it is. If you don't believe it, look through the Scriptures. If you still don't believe it, watch what happens in the world in these days. In the days that we now live in, you are going to see the hand of God tearing some people down and lifting others up. And for those that have eyes to see, you will understand it. For those that don't have eyes to see, you'll just scratch your head and wonder. But God is going to do that. And He continues to do that because this is His thing. This life is His. This entire experience of life is His. The entire journey of life belongs to Him. The very breath that you and I breathe each and every day that we're here is His. He put His breath into our nostrils. The very first breath that you breathe was given by Him. The very last breath that you breathe is given by Him. The breath returns to Him, the one that gave it to you in the first place. Your breath is on loan from God. It allows you to exist in this life. You know, just keep that in perspective. That should help change your world and your reality. Just that in and of itself. If you could remember that every time that you take a breath, the source of where it came from. Breathe in, breathe out, and say, thank you, Father. Thank you so much for the breath that you put inside of my body that allows me to be here. Lord, would you please reveal your will and plan and purpose and quicken me to be about that. Help me to keep my focus on you. Help me to keep my eyes on you. Help me to not get distracted by this world that works so hard to distract me. You know what, brothers and sisters? The world is working on overdrive right now to distract you, to get your attention going to the left and to the right, and to the side, down, up, over, anywhere else but Christ. But God would have for you to be on the right page with Him. He would have for you to fix your eyes upon Him, because He is the author and the finisher of your faith. He would have for you to look to Him, and not to look to the world, because He's got the solution for you. So, when it comes to provision, He is your source. When it comes to protection, He is your source. When it comes to direction, He is your source. When it comes to fulfillment, He is your source. When it comes to life dreams, He is your source. You know, what we do here too is we just, by God's grace, seek to point you in that direction. But look, that's all this is. is we're encouraging you to do that. But don't look unto man. Look to Him. You know, when people get you to look at them, and they work to get you to look at them, what ends up happening is you look to a fallible human being, and not to Him, not to the Source, and not to your Creator. And you know, when people get others stuck on looking at a person, that's when they can merchandise them. That's when they can sell them. That's when they can take advantage of them. And we work actually very hard to try to keep people from looking to us as people, but to look to the Father. We work very hard to do everything we can to point people in the right direction. Because we know that if you would walk with Him for yourself, you'll find life and peace. And if you look to a man, you're going to be disappointed. That much we can tell you. We know that. Because when you look to a man, when you look to a person, when you look to a fallible human being, you are going to be disappointed. You are going to be let down. There is only one Savior, who is Christ Jesus. No man can save you. No hand of flesh can save you. Only the Father can save you. Only Christ Jesus can set you free. And God intended that you would be set free. He was intended to do that for you. So when God sent Moses in and said, "Let my people go, that they may worship me." How do we worship Him? The true worshipers worship the Father in spirit and in truth. You know, if you are not living in the Spirit of God, and if you're not living in truth, then you got to have a question there. But God can set you free so that you can do that. And His Spirit will show you how to be free. But that freedom is not contingent on other people. That freedom is contingent on the decision and the choice that you make as a child of God to walk with Him. Not with a person, but with Him. And God intended that you would, that this truth would be revealed to you, that you would know it, that you would receive it, and you would appropriate it into your life, that you would apply it to your life. That truth, when it is applied to your life, it makes you free. See, there's a difference between applied truth and something that you just know in your head. See, when you know something in your head, or when something's been revealed to you, that's just one state. But it's when it's actually applied to your life, that's when it becomes real. That's when it takes effect. That's when you see the value. So, for example, you can know all about a healthy diet. You can know everything there is to know out there about eating well. But unless you actually eat well, it's not going to make a difference. So you can know everything about eating well, but until you actually do it, the benefits of it are not applied to your life. You know, likewise, you can know all the things about the promises of God, but unless they're applied to your life, you won't ever live in them. For example, God has said, "Seek first my kingdom and my righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you." Speaking in Matthew chapter 6 about the needs that you would have as you walk through this life. And God has said, if you seek first my kingdom and my righteousness, I'll take care of this stuff. Now, how many people know those scriptures? But how many people actually seek God first and allow Him to put the rest of it in place? You know, I have seen it in my own life. I have literally been in situations where, you know, I have not known where the food will come from because I've been in a new place. And I've sat down and I've gone and I've prayed. And somebody's knocked on the door and said, "Hey, I saw that you just are here as a visitor. Just felt like I should bring this food over for you." I've seen that. Now why? Because God takes care of His people. You know, God knows what you need. And if you would seek Him first, and apply the promises of God to your life, the rest of it will fall into place. But if you don't, then you will only have that truth that has been, that you have applied. Because, you know, a friend of mine recently, we were talking, it says, you know, what you believe may not make it true, but it will make it so. And, you know, I that's been sinking in. And it is true, you know. I mean, if you believe that the world is your source, even though that's not true, that's going to be the application in your own life. And you're going to freak out, and you're going to look to climb that pyramid and to be part of that system and to do all those things, because that's where you've applied your life, and that's what's been made so because of what you believe. But if you've taken God at His word and the truth of His word, and that absolute truth has been applied, you would see that be manifest in your own life. What you believe may not be true, but it does make it so. So, you know, that's also one reason why it is worthwhile to pursue the truth, to seek the truth, to ask for truth. And once it's been revealed, you know, buy the truth and sell it not. You know, don't let it go. Don't water it down. Don't give it away. Let that truth sink down into your heart. I mean, we share the truth, but we don't lose it. Keep the truth within you. And also be mindful that there's a lot of people out there that don't have a heart for truth. And when they don't have a heart for it, look, just wash them completely from your system. Shake the dust from your seat, from your shoes. Say, shake, there you go. Shake the dust from your sandals and keep going. If they don't have a heart for truth, don't waste your time. You know, I mean, there's enough people out there that actually need that which God has put inside of you. And God will reveal them to you as you go on. And God's put something in you to be shared. As you carry out God's plan and purpose for you, He will reveal and make it known. And the revelation of the truth of God in your life is life-changing, not just for you, but for those around you. The revelation of the truth of God in your life is going to make something different. God is doing a work inside of you. And even as you listen to this, you know that's what's going on with you. And allow Him to complete that work in you. Because the finished work of the Spirit brings life and peace, joy, fulfillment, and the plan and purpose of God is manifest in you. And that, my friends, is what you actually want. You want that. You don't want anything less. Because you know that the world has nothing for you but empty promises, false offers, and a meaningless life. Whereas the life of the Spirit is joy and peace and life everlasting. And with that, hey, we love you guys. God bless you. Drop us an email, faithmix@gmail.com, or you can drop us a note on our Facebook page. Just search for Faith Mix on Facebook. You'll find us. And just know that we love you guys. Keep on keeping on. Hey, God bless you. Talk to you soon. Bye.